just after 6 on Saturday morning. Time for Lou Manfredini.
Broadcasting live from the PermaSeal Foundation Repair Studio. Lou's taking your calls all morning long. All you have to do is pick up that phone. You're listening to Lou Manfredini House Smarts Radio right here on 720 WGN. Good morning and happy July 20th. That's right, it's 720 right here on 720 WGN. Something to celebrate, and boy, are we gonna. Not only do you get Lou Manfredini as your host for the next 4 hours, we've also got a great giveaway coming up in celebration of 720 on 720. Stick around. Here's your host, home expert Lou Manfredini, taking your calls live all morning long right here on House Smarts Radio on 720 WGN.
What's the tune they like the best when the jive becomes deluxe? What's the number one request? 720 in the book. When the band begins to play.
You know what you didn't know about this music, Lindsay, was that this morning
the leader doesn't say,
we'd be working with Dave Schwann, and this was the theme of his prom.
It's something that you'll approve.
That was an old man.
Not that far back. Not that far back.
You really gotta be hip, just be like a kangaroo. All the fishes in the brook.
Bob Ferguson said this is the music they play when you come into Schnauer. Right? I'll take another old fashioned. Good morning, everybody. House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. That man chuckling in the background is Dave Schwann, who is sitting in for Don Kleppen this morning. And guess who's in the sports office this morning? Our old buddy Joe Brand.
What?
Joe's like, wow.
Good morning.
I'm so glad I don't do this anymore.
I forgot.
Did you lose a bet?
I forgot what it was like to drive into the station when it's still dark out.
Yeah. Well, welcome. Nice to have you with
us. Welcome back.
No, always thrilled to be back. How are you doing?
We're doing great. Yeah, we're happy. We're healthy. Today is 720 day.
How about it?
How about that? 720 on 720. And we have a huge, in the sports world, you're going to like this, Joe. We got a big prize package from our friends over at ChevyDriveChicago.com. People are very excited about the Chicago Bears.
And how could you not be? Yeah.
How could you not be? Let me tell you, you young parents out there, when you start to have your kids, have them learn how to, you know, people are like, no, they shouldn't play football. You know, it's too rough of a game. How much is the quarterback getting paid this year for 4 years or something?
What was it? 29?
Like $39 million, yeah. Dollars and a $25 million signing bonus. And he's 22.
Yeah. Yeah, that checks out.
He's still playing Call of Duty. Yeah. Get him on the football field. Anyway, you're going to win. Listen to this. Today at... Lindsay, have you decided how we're giving this away at 720?
I have, Lou. I have.
All right. I have no idea, but it's a big deal, and it's like on my pieces of paper here, Schwani, that I cannot miss this, because at 720, keep listening, right, in an hour, just about an hour, we're going to give away 4 tickets to the Bears against Carolina, which is on October 6th. Great seats, too. In the aisle, section 113, you're going to get a parking pass in the south lot and an overnight stay in a suite at the legendary Palmer House Hilton in Chicago.
Let's go.
That's pretty good.
That
deal.
Sounds great.
Doesn't that sound great?
Can we win?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. You can't. But you take it up with Dave Bennett. That's why.
All right.
I don't know. We can't win. And I was talking to Bob Ferguson before we got on the air. I haven't been to the Palmer House in a long time. That is a great...
You know what's funny is that's where my prom was.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And what was the theme?
I don't think we had a theme.
Oh, sure. It had to be Bon Jovi or something.
Night Under the Stars.
Living on a Prayer.
It
right?
was something like that, right? It was 2009, so it was probably like Lady Gaga.
It was Poker Face. That's what it
you
was.
Know what? That was our song. That was actually our prom song.
Come on.
Like, I think we had two. Like, there was a temporary one, and then there
so
was...
so old. Lady Gaga. Oh, my God.
Can you play that next break?
Sure, I can.
You know, we've got some next year, will be 50 years since the prom for me. Oh. And I think the song was something like Dancing in the Moonlight. Remember that one, Lou?
No, I think this is the song here. This is it right here. This was your song.
Oh, well, Shawnee's wagging his finger.
Yeah, look at him. He's going.
Swinging his hips. Morning.
He's got his flapper dress going. He's jazz hands when he's going. Yeah, you're good.
Son. I also remember Taking Care of Business, Bachman Turner Overdrive, I think.
Oh, yeah. That was a fan favorite when I was growing up. Back when I used to listen to Bob Surratt on WLS.
On WLS FM, yeah.
AM. And then it was AM.
Yeah. I remember him before he was on WLSAM.
He had to walk uphill.
Well, right, he used
ways
to deliver
to
your paper. Remember, he would deliver your paper in Albany Park. Right. Anyway,
wait, Joe Brand, I have a question for you. 2009. Yes. I mean, since we're like the youngins here, I mean, my prom was 96, so it wasn't
like
that.
Of course, we're totally same.
But like
time
within
frame.
Totally same time frame. In Lindsay's little, mind, you guys went to
years
high school
out of
together.
The same decade, a couple years out. did they play? Like, did they still play at this school? I remember Stairway to Heaven. Like when that song came on, it was like you either really wanted to be with the person you want to dance with, or that you're dancing with, or you like don't want to be.
Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah.
That's a. Okay. How do you dance to that song?
Stairway to Heaven.
No, but like
came
a slow song. You know, like
Stairway to Heaven came out when I was in sixth grade.
No, I know, but like our kids still. Because that's the song that, like, it's. Oh, yeah. It was old when I was in prom or went to prom, but like when whoever asked you, it was like, oh, you were either really excited because it's the longest song in the universe, or it's like.
Didn't we? We've had this conversation about my whole thing in grade school with Stairway to Heaven.
Okay, but I want to hear it. But Joe Brand, did you play that song? Did people
well,
play that?
Number one,
like
I wasn't the DJ at my prom. Number two, no. Okay. Well, don't get me wrong. I love Stairway to Heaven. I love Led Zeppelin, but that's not a great song to do. It's got like four
but
different
a
kinds
slow
of.
Song. Yeah, there's, and it's like you, 20
see,
minutes.
You, this is where, Dave, this is where the youth, they just don't understand.
No.
It's a slow dance.
Yep.
Yes. Stairway to Heaven is a slow dance.
The ultimate slow dance.
And when it picks up.
But there's a gun.
Yeah, how do you dance?
When you do that, you just keep,
then you like make out with the person,
no,
or you like
then you just keep
run away.
Slow dancing because all the kids are kind of confused, and you just keep slow dancing.
So slow dance, right? Make like, out, run away. That's the
exactly.
order of business.
Like, okay.
Thank you.
Mike, you either love it or hate it. So you want to share your story?
Now that's only going to be in my head all day.
I'm going to have to make a rewind with it.
Right.
Great.
Here we go.
Stay tuned.
All right. Well, 857-5574, Lou, is our phone number. 857-557-4568 is our phone number. We have a lot more than just the ultimate Bears package coming up at 720. We also have the 66 days of giveaways coming up as well. And then a little bit later on, I am really, I like all the interviews that we do every week and talk to different people, but there's a very special conversation that I had with a dad about a guy that he is an inventor and a founder of a company. And I'll tell you this now, and I'll say this a little bit later on this morning. You know, we do this whole Noodaloo 2 thing here every week, new products and stuff. And I get these magazines and publications, and quite frankly, you know, manufacturers send me stuff a lot of times, hey, what do you think about this? And if it's a cool thing that I've never seen, we make it a Noodaloo too. I read in a trade magazine this product, and I said to Lindsay, hey, we should, this is a good one. You know, it's a summer kind of item. And Lindsay had a very busy week. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. But she called the company, and she calls me and says, I think you want to talk to this guy. I go, no, I just want to talk about his planter. You know, I don't think it's just a planter. And Lindsay said, no, I think you really want to talk to this guy. And so then she kind of relayed the story to me, which is sweet and sad. And I did talk to him, and exactly what she said was right. And it's a beautiful conversation about bringing light to darkness, basically. And so that's going to be coming up after 8:35. I hope you stick with us. And then ultimately what I want you to do, too, is the product, when you hear about what it is, I want you to buy it and blow up the guy's website, and because you're going to help a lot of people in doing it. And I think you're going to really like what it is that he created as well. 857-557-4568. 5574 Lou, 857-557-4568 is our phone number. All right, let's do this. Let's do this. Let's take our first call that is sponsored by Barbecue Authority. Visit the Barbecue Authority showroom in Lisle or online at bbqauthority.com. That's bbqauthority.com. Our first caller is Diane in Oak Park. Hi, Diane. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Oh, hi, Lou. I'm really glad to get hold of you. I have a problem with a fly infestation in the house.
Oh.
It started about 2 days ago, and I don't know what to do. I don't know where to look or what to expect.
So there are, you know, they still make fly paper, right, which is gross, but it works. Remember those little wheels they look like? Remember the old Fuji film? Did you ever have a 35 millimeter camera and the film came in those little plastic round tubes?
Yeah, and I know what that is.
All right. They still make those. But now there's a couple companies, one in particular that just recently came out called Zevo. Z-E-V-O. And they make this plug-in light. Where is this infestation?
Well, it seems like it's in the room off my kitchen that has a lot of light, and they seem to go towards the windows there.
Right. So it's a plug-in. There's like a white card that is about the size of an index card, and it slides in. It slides in the top of this light, but the backside, it's sticky. And so this blue light emanates from this thing, and there's another company called DynaTrap, D-Y-N-A, trap, and you plug this in, and the flies go to it. The beauty of this is the flies are on the backside of the card, and so you don't see the gross dead flies hanging from the fly paper, which is, I think, disgusting.
Right.
if you go to the hardware store and you buy one today, you'll see a remarkable difference by tomorrow.
Is there some is there a nest or something in the house?
There's a nest. A nest somewhere. I'm not an entomologist, but when you see a big thing like that, remember flies don't live a long life. But while they're while they're around, they're living the longest life ever because you don't want them there. So I would get a hold of this, and hopefully in a couple of days you got it under control.
Okay, you can spray. I won't have it back again?
No, you can spray by the window and stuff, but they're flies. Unless you hit them in the air, you're going to walk around like a crazy person, like you're putting Aquanet on your hair. And, you know, you don't want to be doing that. Aquanet, do they still make Aquanet?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, yeah, look at that. Aquanet. Who knew? All right, give it a try.
Okay, thanks a lot. I'll do that. Bye-bye.
Appreciate you calling this morning. 857-5574 Lou. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
It's Saturday morning, and you're tuned in to Lou Manfredini right here on House Smarts Radio.
No matter what you are, I will always be with you.
Lindsay reminded me that there's a fly swatter that's like the size of a tennis racket that you put a batteries in, and she uses one of them, and she says it's so much fun.
And it works.
And it works. I worry that you're going to knock over a lamp when you're super aggressive.
Hey, got the fly.
Got the fly. But that's something you can help you zap them and get them. And I don't like flies. 857-5574-LOU. This is Gwen in Chicago. Gwen, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. Thank you for taking my call. I love your show.
Thank you.
Here's my problem. I have an indoor patio attached to my house, and I'm updating it. I want to install artificial grass. Do you have any suggestions on where I could go and what would be the cheapest version of this? Also, I have these rattan-like window shades. They're very long, about 36 inches down and about 40 inches across, and I need to replace. They've been there for years. They're actually falling apart. Where do I go to get new shades for that in Chicago, and what would you suggest for an indoor patio? Thank you.
Okay. You're not leaving me, are you? Oh, she is. Oh, she's just listening on the air. Okay. For the rattan blinds. Bob Ferguson and I were just talking about this. You know, we all buy so much stuff online. But I got to tell you, when it comes to window shades, that's kind of your best source. I mean, there's window shade stores, of course, you could go to. There's one chain of stores called the Shade Company, which is lovely, and they have really nice stuff. But if you go online and you measure the width and the height of the windows, you can find those rattan shades all day long, like at blinds.com or onedayblinds.com. They're all, I think the blind companies online are like mattress company stores. I think all the mattress stores are all owned by the same company, and they just have different names, right? I do believe that that's true. Maybe not all of them, but a lot of them. Anyway, so that's one way, that's to do the shade. Now, the synthetic lawn, there's a lot of cheap stuff out there. And if you buy cheap stuff for synthetic lawns, you're going to know it, and it's not going to last. One of the premier names in this, and I don't know how much of it you need, but it's called Synth Lawn. S-Y-N-T-H Lawn. And I believe it's a California-based company, and they make this really nice carpet that looks like grass. And, I mean, it legit looks like grass. And when it's installed properly, you know, it even feels like grass when you walk on it because there's like a little cushion on it. It's something that I don't know that it's a DIY because of the prep involved. And I don't know how much of it, as I mentioned, that you need to do. But it's a good one. So check that out. S-Y-N-T-H, Synth Lawn. And it's probably synthlawn.com would be my guess. Let's head into the WGN Radio Newsroom and check in with Dave Schwann.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini.
Sacrete or Quickcrete. Quickcrete.
Quickcrete. And How Smarts Radio.
And has a 4.9 Google rating.
He really does know what he's talking about. Sometimes he just has a hard time getting it out.
Joining me on the phone line is Kat Kataringala. I had it.
Ding! Ding a ling a ding 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 dong!
Now back to Lou Manfredini taking your calls live.
Karingala.
There you go. You're doing great, Lou. Don't worry about it.
Right here on House Smarts Radio.
I like when the guests have to pump me up. You're doing fine. Keep going. Like Mom. Thanks, Mom. Welcome back, 857-557-4LOU. This is Steve in Downers Grove. Hey, Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Thanks for taking my call. My question concerns tuck pointing. After this recent storm we had, I happened to notice that a cap was hanging by, it looked like unraveled aluminum from the top of my chimney. It was hanging alongside my chimney.
Mm.
And when I looked up there, I also saw maybe two or three layers of brick that needed tuck pointing.
Okay.
I was wondering, I live in DuPage County. Do you have any rough idea either who does that type of work or what I can expect as far as cost?
I do. Lindemann Chimney Heating and Cooling would be the folks to come out and you know, make the repair on the cap and could do the tuck pointing as well. And I mean, okay. You know, is it a tall, you know, what's the access? Can we get it at a ladder? Do they need scaffolding?
Well, it's a single story home, and you can get to the roof on with a ladder, but then you'd probably need another ladder on the roof to access the top of the chimney.
So, you know, the pricing on that, obviously, access has everything to do with it, right? And, you know, it's not $200, but, you know, depending on how much tuck pointing is, you know, it could be $500, it could be $1,000, you know, it really just all depends. But the one thing that I will tell you is that, not only is Lindemann a sponsor here on WGN, but they've been around a very long time, since the 60s. They'll give you a fair and honest price, and they'll get the work done correctly. I have a number, if you'd like, a phone number.
Yes, please.
All right, it's 847.
847.
739.
Okay.
4199.
4199.
Yeah.
I had heard that the average cost is like $8 to $10 per square foot. Does that sound right to you?
Well, you mean for the tuck pointing?
Yeah.
Sounds about right, but I got to get there too. So in other words, they're set up, you know, the cost of the tuck pointing, like once I get them all set up is that, but then there's setup costs and trip charges, and, you know, it costs money to move people around and insurance and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, and whomever you hire, Steve, we got to make sure they got the right insurance. If we're going to be up on the roof, you want to make sure they've got workman's compensation, general liability insurance, because if somebody falls off that roof, you don't want them turning around and, you know, coming after you for any reason.
Right, I agree. Okay, that's a good tip. I appreciate that, Lou. Thank you. And I'll give Lindemann a call and have someone come out and take a look at it.
Sounds great. You have a good rest of your day, sir.
You also. Thank you.
857-557-4, Lou. 857-557-4568. You know, that IT back, that IT thing that happened, you know, with the, wasn't even a cyber attack. It was a Windows update, right? There's some bad coding. And it's just, it is a reminder, I think, for all of us in technology that we need backups and we need other vendors. The reason on the outside, what I'm hearing and what I'm reading is that so many people relied on this one provider that the minute it went down, people were out of business. I mean, we're so reliant on technology that it's, you know, crazy, right? But it brings me to backup generators. And, you know, I don't know what's going on with the grid. I don't know what's going on with these storms. But if you've ever thought about putting in a whole house backup generator, this is your year to think about that. And I'll give another piece of advice. With all these storms, you know, we got that refinery, I think, down in Joliet that lost power for a few days. And evidently, you know, they said, oh, gas prices are going to spike because, you know, they weren't able to refine, you know, fuel for a few days until they got power back. How is it that a refinery doesn't have a backup generator? That makes no sense to me. Not only from a society standpoint, like the state or the federal government should regulate that, since we're so dependent on the end user for these refineries to keep running all the time. I can't believe that's not a mandate to say you got to have some kind of backup power that if you lost power, you could continue to do your job, you know, with this. And oh, by the way, you're making gasoline to power your generator. So it's not like that's an issue. That's just my little tip for the day. Use it for what it's worth. 857-557-4LOU. 857-557-4568. This is Celeste in Racine. Hi, Celeste. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning. I have a garage door that the bottom panel is being pecked at by mourning doves or eaten. Getting to the bottom layer, it must be some type of compressed wood, or and it's eating the garage.
Oh my
gosh! Squirrels also.
Really? There's something in there.
Yep. Something's in there. I woke up yesterday, and there were 6 mourning doves pecking at my door.
Wow. But just the bottom. So, in other words, they're standing on the ground and they're pecking at the bottom one, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. Well, we need to get rid of those birds. All right. So, how are we going to do this?
I've seen squirrels or chipmunks do it too.
they're just creatures of habit, and so I'd like you to put something in front of it. Can we? How about that's easy? Is it a two car garage?
Yes.
All right. What's going to be lightweight that you could move in front? Like, I want you to, you know, in other words,
leave it open.
No. You know, it would work well. So if you see, I want something that you can easily grab. Like, okay, I'm going out. I need to move it because I need the car, and then I can put it back. Because if you did like chicken, you could buy a roll of like chicken wire, you know, like fencing.
Right.
2 feet,
right.
2 feet tall. And then, but it's kind of weird. It's awkward. However, okay, let's think about this. Okay, here's what we're going to do. Let's go with the chicken wire. And now we're going to do this so that it stays away from there. What I was really like, you know what lattice work is under a deck? You know, like that wood lattice?
Yes.
Like what I was picturing is if you went and bought one piece of wood lattice and had them cut it lengthwise so it would be 8 feet long by 2 feet tall, you could just lean it up against the door, and the birds, you know, really couldn't get at it. They'd be like, hey, they're not going to peck at the lattice probably. And eventually they're going to go somewhere else. They're going to be like, this is ridiculous. I got to find some other door to peck. Or you could buy chicken wire. Or hardwood.
There's nothing I could spray on there.
No.
They won't like.
No. I mean, you could put ribbons or something, you know, that would look ridiculous, but there's a chance that doesn't work. My trick with the fishing line, that'd be really involved, but this is my idea. Get some command strip hooks, okay?
Okay.
And put them on the bottom panel, like, six of them across the door, and then hook the chicken wire, just hang the chicken wire on the hooks.
Okay.
So now they're a little bit away from the wall, right? Or the panel rather. And so the birds aren't going to be like, I don't want to hit that when I do that. But you got to cut it to length, but you need to remember to pull that off when you go to open the door.
Every day, every time.
Well, I mean, within a couple of days, I bet they're gone because they're going to go somewhere else.
Okay. All right.
Give that a shot.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. That's a bummer. I don't like that at all. You might be able to do the command hooks and set it up where you cut the chicken wire and leave it on there, where you put hooks on the top and the bottom so you hang it. So if you cut the chicken wire, the width of the door, and you hang it on the bottom panel, then you take the other hook and push it down and hook it the other way so it sort of suspends it. And then when it opens, it'll still be there, and you won't have to move it every day. I love figuring out stuff like that. I'm smarter than a bird.
I was actually thinking that when you were saying it, but I'm not going to step in his toes.
You're
but
not
like,
in
if
your
you,
head. Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. Look at us.
You got it.
You have experience with broken garage doors, so you know why
I sure do
have a problem with that.
You sure do.
Hey, we're broadcasting from the PermaSeal Foundation Repair Studios. Today is 7/20 day, and at 7/20, we're giving away the ultimate Bears package. 4 tickets to a Bears game, parking pass, and an overnight stay at a suite at the Palmer House Hilton. Keep listening to WGN and House Smarts Radio. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Now back to your host, your handyman hero, Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones.
Welcome back.
A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16.
857-5574. Lou, this is Kevin in Wakanda. Hey, Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Thanks for taking my call. Say, I got a raised deck coming off the back of my house. It's 20 foot by 12 foot, supported by 2 6-by-6 womanized posts.
Okay.
And I noticed the on the outside, you know, furthest away from the house, there's 3 2-by-12s that are supporting the the deck, going from post to post.
Right, the ribbon. They're the ribbons holding.
Ribbon joists.
Right.
Right. There's, nailed together and or bolted together. Anyway, there's in the middle, they're sagging as much as an inch and a quarter. And I'm concerned. I remember years ago the decks in the city, the tragedy where some people fell because they had, 10 people on a deck, and then there was a lot of inspections of decks in the city. And we have parties from time to time where we might have 10 people on the deck, and my wife just bought a nice new patio set that it seems like it weighs a couple thousand pounds itself.
Wow.
compressed sawdust or whatever,
Right.
Lifetime type stuff.
Okay, so hold on. So we've got 2 6x6 posts, and then you've got a couple of 2x12s. And what would you say the distance is between the posts?
The 2x12s are three of them, not laminated, but
bolted together,
Right, and then the distance between them is 19 foot six.
Okay. So,
I was thinking of adding two concrete piers, going down the center of the deck, and another set of triple 2x12s, if it's needed at all. I just was worried. Let me ask you this.
So, I've got the triple 2x12s, right? That are 19 feet post to post, and then perpendicular to that are the floor joists of the deck going back towards the house, correct?
Correct.
And how long are those?
12 foot.
Okay.
12 foot.
And you're not seeing, and those are what, 2x8s, 2x6s? What are they?
I'd say they're 2x8s, and they are deflecting probably an inch. No, those are not deflecting. They are deflecting. Now, if I run a line of string across those, they're deflecting like an inch in the center.
Okay,
compared to an inch and a quarter on the outside rim.
All right, so let's do this in the center. You don't at 19 feet. Okay, if it were me, and now you looked at this and said, Lou, what am I going to do? Underneath the center of those triple 2x4s, so right in the center of 19 feet, you're going to dig a hole with a post hole digger, and you're going to go down 42 inches.
Right, frost line,
and you're going to dig a nice, and if it were me, I would, put a little gravel at the bottom, of it, and then I would fill it with concrete, and if you want, you can put a sonotube. You know what a sonotube is?
Yep. Like a 12-inch one?
The bigger, the better, because the bigger the footprint. And you want to bell the bottom when you dig that hole, so it's a little wider at the bottom. And that the sonotube, you're going to hold that up from the bottom a little bit so the concrete bells out. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yep.
Fill that up. Have the concrete be, with the sonotube a couple inches above the grass or the gravel or whatever you have there. Once that dries, you're gonna need a jack, and you're probably gonna need. You know what a telepost is?
Yep. All right. Some house jacks. I'm good there.
Okay.
Yep.
So you're gonna put a jack on there, and you're gonna take a week or so to crank that thing up, because I don't know that it's gonna move. It may not deflect and bend back straight with one turn. You know what I mean? Otherwise,
just gradually over a week,
you might crack it if you force it. So you want to let the wood help you, like deflect. So you're going to use that post right on top of there. And once you get it straight, you're like, okay, there it is. Take the jack off, put another block of wood on the grass, so you can get the jack to hold it up in place. Then you're going to cut a 4x4, and you're going to notch it. I mean, you could do another 6x6, but that you don't need that. But actually, you're going to take Simpson. You know what Simpson strong ties are? Simpson makes a 4x4 metal plate that you're going to screw to the bottom of those 2x12s. And once you get that front nice and straight with the line, you're going to measure a 4x4 to sit on top of the concrete and under that plate. And you're going to put that same metal plate, you're going to screw it into the concrete, and you're going to measure the distance.
Okay.
Right. My trick, the old Lou Manfredini, Mike Jacobowski trick, is you take a little piece of roof shingle, and you put that on top of the plate. It separates the wood from the concrete and the metal, so it doesn't rot, and you measure from there, slide that 4x4 in there, screw it, attach it, and I think you're good to go.
Okay. That'll save me putting in another triple header. Or triple.
You don't need that. You don't need with the triple 2x12, and if you're really not getting a ton of deflection off the 2x8, it's just that it's that big, it's all that weight on those three things, and that should do the trick. Just take your time with getting it straight.
Right, right. Well, thanks so much. Really appreciate the tips, guys.
You got it. Appreciate you calling this morning. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Coming up this hour on House Smarts Radio, Lou continues to broadcast live from the PermaSeal Foundation Repair Studio. He's also got a great new to Lou, too, for you coming up just after 7:30. This one he may have spoken about years ago, and I, for one, didn't listen. But let me tell you, years later, now I am, and I wish I had sooner, because this thing is so cool, so easy to install, so simple, and will help you if you're someone who fumbles in the dark trying to find a light switch or an outlet. Stick around. You're listening to Lou Manfredini House Smarts Radio right here on 720 on 720 WGN.
Up in the morning and out to school.
Time now for our word of the day.
I don't understand. Some of the words are a little too sophisticated for you.
It doesn't make any sense.
It might be paradoxical on a home improvement show.
Well, of course it does. It's smart. I used a thesaurus.
On every word?
Yep.
But we like to teach you a thing or two.
They are warm, nice people with big hearts.
And that became their humid, prepossessing Homo sapiens with full-sized aortic pumps.
Now back to Lou on House Smarts Radio.
Up in the morning and out to school.
You know, I always like on a Saturday morning when we get to work with Dave Schwann, but more so because he loves the word of the day.
Yeah, when I was asked to come in this morning, I thought, oh, it's the word of the day, Dave.
See? You're See? Kidding.
So no, it's that, isn't that so nice?
I love the
affirmation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that nice?
Good word. That was the word of the day.
That could be another word of the day.
That could be another word of the day. This one is Joe, are you equally as excited about the
Well, I got to fill you in right before this segment. Schwani's like, well, when we do this word of the day segment, I don't know if Lou's going to do it, though. He hasn't talked about it. I mean, the intro was music to his ears when he found out we were actually doing the word
of the day. Well, I got a little nervous because, you know, my board there with the hack, all of a sudden I couldn't find that music. And I was like, where did it go? And I was like, what's the name of that crowd? Not a good name, that
CrowdStrike.
CrowdStrike. Like, that sounds like a cyber attack.
It totally does.
And they're like, oh, no, we're not bad people. Really? Well, you're not so good.
You know, I was asking Joe, and I've asked other people, if they'd ever heard of CrowdStrike before all of this happened. Have either one of you heard of this?
No. Yeah. And I don't think we would have. I think that...
BSOD?
What?
And the BSOD? I mean, that makes it sound so... I mean, they even have an acronym for it. The blue screen of death.
Oh, right.
I mean, it's like...
That was a casualty.
It sounds like I need to go buy an emergency preparedness kit.
Right. And another thing to, a bunch of radio stations were off the air and TV stations, because we're in a world now where everything's automated. You know, there's a lot of radio stations that are automated, and they're, you know, they literally hit it on... You're listening to, you know... Bachman Turner Overdrive, and it's automated now, not at WGN. Believe me, we've got hamsters outside that Schwani midday will go out and feed them to keep spinning on the wheel, but here we are still on the air.
Sometimes he gives the hamster a break and he spins it around.
Sure. I just got done restringing a string from here to the transmitter site.
Right, exactly, right. That's how we stay fit. Lindsay, you're not understanding the hamster wheel thing?
No, I was thinking that actually this week's word could play along quite well with CrowdStrike.
Our word of the day is a noun, and here's the definition. A change of circumstances or fortune, typically one that is unwelcome or unpleasant.
Mm.
The word is vicissitude.
Close.
Oh, vicissitude.
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 Sounds like Dave Schwann needs to be running word of the day.
Vicissitude. Yes.
Vicissitude.
Vicissitude.
Here's an example. With the vicissitudes that come up along with home ownership.
Very
good. Thank God for Lou.
That's funny. That's funny. Vicissitude. Yeah, that'll be a slam dunk for Schwanee.
Is it?
It's just fun to say, kind of.
We can all identify, those of us who own something, mm-hmm. be it a house, right. a condo, townhome, yeah. the vicissitudes of ownership.
But right. us being here today, that's not a vicissitude, right, Lou?
Oh,
not.
No.
Okay. Absolutely, that is an un-vicissitude.
And we, I've discovered walking through, you know, seeing at the radio station, Bob Ferguson shared with me the Joe Brand playing card. Can we talk about that?
Stud.
It's a baseball card. It's not, yeah.
It's a baseball card, and it's a 2024 Kane County Cougars Joe Brand. I mean, I got to tell you, that picture, hubble a bubble a boomski.
I mean, right? Cougars. Here
right.
we go.
Right, here we go. The Cougars are, I'm telling you.
There was about 2,000 pictures I had to go through, and that was the one I decided on.
That's hilarious. And on the back of the card, it says, Joe Brand is starting his 10th season. That's amazing, Joe. That really is. 10th season calling the Kane County Cougars games. Starting in 2014 with a Midwest League championship, Joe has called Cougar games with affiliations of the Chicago Cubs, Arizona Diamondbacks, and the American Association. In addition to Kane County, Joe is also a broadcaster at WGN Radio in Chicago. He spent the last 3 years doing pre- and post-game shows for the Chicago Blackhawks. Over that time, Joe has done fill-in, play-by-play work for the Blackhawks and the Chicago White Sox. Ladies and gentlemen.
I told them to...
How about Joe Brand?
I told them to sneak in their sports updates for Lou Manfredini's show. I don't know why it didn't make the cut.
I mean, how about he started on...
That's true.
Mr. Fix-It.
Cut his teeth.
Cut his teeth.
Earned
right?
his dues.
We were making fun of your short name 100 years ago.
And now we.
Right. And now
not
look. What?
Not we. I was not.
You
I
were not?
Love, I've always loved
Joe. Well, we were coming off of Panionovich, and so we were like, Brand? I mean, come on. It's like, what am I
We got
I'm
all
missing
this time
something.
In the world now. What are we going
to
do
right,
with
exactly, right? The sportscast just got longer because he didn't have to say that giant name at the end. Well, that's very nice. I like that.
Well, thank you. Yeah,
congratulations.
Thanks to Fergie
awesome.
for sharing that. Yeah, I'll
sure.
I'll get you guys a copy.
I was going to say, can we all get one? I'll put one up on my little bulletin board here.
All right.
There you go. Right. 8-5. Okay, so easy. Take it easy.
Lou.
Right. Okay. We're going to do this. Keep listening. We got a really great, it's 720 day here on WGN Radio. Got a huge giveaway for if you're a Bears fan, and who's not. Let's do this. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
Another 720 in the books. Happy July 20th on 720 WGN. Now back to your host, Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
720, 720, it is. What's the tune they like the best? When the jive becomes deluxe.
Okay.
What's the
seventh caller?
Request? 720 in the books.
To 857-557-4 Lou. 857-557-4 Lou. If you are the seventh caller to that number right now at 720, you're going to win the ultimate Chicago Bears game day package courtesy of ChevyDriveChicago.com, the all-new Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Your game day package includes four tickets to the Bears against Carolina at Soldier Field on October 6th. Great seats on the aisle in Section 113, a south parking lot pass, and an overnight stay in a suite at the legendary Palmer House Hilton in Chicago. It's 720 on 720. The seventh caller to 857-5574 Lou is going to win that package now. Let's go back to the phone lines right now and talk with, this is Gary in Antioch. Gary, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning. I was wondering, what's the proper way to adjust a sump pump? It continually goes on and off. It'll go on for about 6 seconds, stay off for like 30 seconds, 40 seconds, and then turn on again.
Well, depending on the type of pump that you have a couple of options. If the float, if you've got a pump where the float is connected to the pump itself, you know, it's got like a pin and an arm and
right.
a float, then you raise the pump. And the way to know how high to raise it is, on a day like today, like in other words, does your pump run even when it's not raining?
No.
Okay. Then, on a day like today, take a 5-gallon bucket of water. Okay? Take the lid off. Slowly pour the water into the pit and find out how high the water is when the pump engages. All right? And then, you know, kind of mark that line with a piece of tape or something if you can. And then disconnect the pump from the check valve and put a brick or two underneath it to raise it up and then cut the pipe so that the pit is holding more water. Okay? Now, as long as that level of the pit is at least 12 inches below the surface of the floor, that's fine. You know what I mean? You can bring that pump up. It's okay if the pit holds a little bit more water, and that should have the pump running less, but still doing its job when you need it.
Yeah, it just seems like, you know, it comes in from the, I guess there's two openings. I don't know if they're for the drainage type of thing from
right,
outside
it's that,
the house.
Right, it's the drain tile coming in. And, you know, water seeks its own level. And so if you can find that sweet spot, right, where, okay, you know, and even, so in other words, let's say that you do this trick, right, and you notice that, oh, the water level line is, I don't know, 16 inches below the floor, okay? And you put a couple bricks on there, and now the pump is a little bit higher than that. You know, maybe it's 14. That's okay. It'll seek that level. It'll sit there. When the water gets a little higher, the pump kicks on.
Gotcha. But then it's if it's up higher, it's not going to go all the way down to the bottom of the
It's not.
Pit, right?
The pit will hold water. Correct. It's only going to remove the water to the bottom of the pump. But that's my point is, we don't need to drain the pit. If it holds water, that's fine. It's rainwater. There
gotcha.
Should really be no odor or anything that you have to deal with. And it sounds like the pump runs anyway. So you're just going to, by doing this, you're going to get the pump to run less.
Okay. And they don't make like an adjustable one that you can set like the levels?
Well, they do depending on the float. That's what I mean. Do you know, when you look at your pump, does it have a tether?
Yeah, it's the one that's connected to, I mean, I tried another one where it's like an external one. However, the throw on it wasn't that much greater, and I was trying to see if they made one that, you know, it might have it on a rod where you could adjust, you know.
Typically, the pumps come in two versions where the switch is connected to the top of the pump, and there's a rod, and the float's right there. So in order for that to change height, you have to raise and lower the pump. Others have a tether. It's like a ball, and it's like an extension cord, and it's zip-tied typically to the pipe itself, or there's like a retaining clip where it's screwed to the pump. If you disconnected that, if you had that tether, you could just raise the float and zip-tie it to the pipe and have it work there. You just have to be careful that it's free to raise up in the water. It doesn't hit the side of the wall of the sump pump pit to catch it so that it doesn't activate.
Correct. Okay. Sounds good.
Makes sense.
Makes sense. All and right. then, because I need to switch out the pump anyway, the little pilot hole, that should go, what, a couple inches of,
before the little, that's a, dr- that's a, that's an, it's a water knock hole, and, you know, it's typically a quarter inch, drill hole, just above the threads, 2-3 inches above the threads, so that, when the pump shuts off, that pipe can drain out, and it helps to, lessen the banging sound on the check valve.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I appreciate all the info.
Have a great day. Appreciate you calling this morning. 857-557-4LOU, 857-557-4568. Well, I love that our contest winner is a huge Bears and Cubs fan, and it's a congratulations to Bob in Madison, Wisconsin. Is that right? In Madison? That's awesome. I love that we got Bears. Well, we have Bears fans everywhere, but the fact that we have Bears fans north of the Cheddar Curtain, I love that. He is the winner, Bob in Madison, of the Ultimate Bears Game Day Package, courtesy of ChevyDriveChicago.com and the all-new Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. The Ultimate Game Day Package includes Bob and his buddies are going to get 4 tickets to the Bears against Carolina. The game is at Soldier Field on October 6th. They've got great seats in the aisle in Section 113, and they're going to get a south parking lot pass and an overnight stay in a suite at the legendary Palmer House Hilton in Chicago. Do you think if you get the suite, Lindsay, you know, with the you bring the two other people and you just crash on the couch? Yeah, right? Come on, you sleep on the couch. You're getting free Bears tickets. Why not? That's awesome. 857-557-4LOU. Congratulations, Bob. That's awesome. 857-557-4568. I have no call for you. Oh, I'm sorry. They're all gone. Oh, because you've been answering all the questions. Got it. No problem. Lindsay says her phone is actually hot from answering all the calls. Let me also, with more giveaways for you as well, remind you of the Route 66. There's no shortage of nostalgia adventures to be had on the first 100 miles of historic Route 66. And now, through August 24th, the Illinois Office of Tourism, the first 100 miles of Route 66 Heritage Corridor destinations and WGN Radio are giving you the chance to win daily on-air prizes valued at $200. Tune in for prompts and the sixth caller to get a $100 gift card to be featured in shops and restaurants, museums, and businesses along Route 66 and a $100 ExxonMobil gift card to fuel your Route 66 adventures. For more details, visit WGNRadio.com/contests. While you're on the contest page, be sure to enter to win the Ultimate Route 66 Prize Pack, where one winner will get over $1,700 worth of gift cards, courtesy of the Illinois Office of Tourism and the first 100 miles of Route 66, fueled by the Heritage Corridor destinations. That's WGNRadio.com/contests, and plan your trip on Route 66 at the first 100 miles. 857-557-4LOU, 857-557-4568 is our phone number. We've got some open phone lines if you'd like to give us a call. The contest is closed. We do have a winner, so make sure that you know, you don't call Lindsay and ask, I want to win the Bears tickets, because we've already given them away courtesy of ChevyDriveChicago.com and the new Chevy Silverado. One other quick thing I want to mention, too. Lindsay, we'll talk about this a little bit later on, but she took her girls to Dollywood, which was a lifelong dream. And the best part about it is that as they're driving there, they get a text message that there was a water main break and that the park is closed. And she texts me and she says, how long does this take to fix a water main? I go, I don't know. You're in the middle of Tennessee. How long would it take? I go, you know, it all depends. And but they, in fact, did get it fixed. And the next day, you got to go to Dollywood. We'll get the whole debrief of Dollywood, whether or not she met Dolly Parton or not. I'm going to wonder, are there Dolly Parton impersonators at Dollywood? You never know. That and so much more coming up after this report of WGN Radio News with Dave Schwann.
for Noodaloo 2.
I just love noodles.
No, not noodle. New 2. New to Lou.
Good times, noodle salad.
No noodles. It's new to Lou. But he does love a good pasta.
Now we eat, okay? One up, I eat everybody.
Now back to Lou Manfredini, New to Lou 2, and House Smarts Radio.
Papa's got a brand new bed.
Our Noodaloo 2 is sponsored by Redo Cabinets. Don't replace, reface with Redo Cabinets. Go to RedoCabinets.com.
Papa's got a brand new bag.
So, can I tell you that I wish that our Noodaloo 2 was with me when I was on my Canadian fishing trip? I don't know that I talked about this on the air, but, you know, we're in the middle of nowhere in Canada. And the first night we're there, it was so dark. I mean, so dark. And we all, like, went to bed. You know, the first night we're very excited. And, you know, like any man my age, in the middle of the night, I had to get up and go to the bathroom. I'm not embarrassed by that. It's just what it is.
A little potty. Yeah.
A little tinkle. And it was so dark, I had no idea where I was. Like, I woke up, and I was like, where am I? And it was pitch black. No light. Nothing. In the middle of nowhere. You know, and we're in a cabin, so it's not like the stars or anything. If you look out the window, you know, see these amazing stars. But this Noodaloo 2, there. The cabin had battery power for lights. Okay, but I was with other men. I didn't want to, like, flick on the light and wake everybody up. But if this was installed in the cabin at the light switch, I would have known where I was. And if this is installed in your home in various places, it's going to be so convenient. Take a listen.
Do you find yourself fumbling in the dark for a certain light switch in your home? Do you have little ones that get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom or because they have bad dreams and you're scared they're going to take a tumble in the dark? This week's new Tulu 2, the switch light from Snap Power, will take care of that problem automatically when those lights go out. Because when the lights go out, the switch light goes on. Snap Power's switch light is an innovative cover plate with built-in LED lights that are activated by an automatic dusk to dawn on-off sensor. Truthfully, I think we talked about these a few years ago, but I personally never installed one myself because the whole electricity thing kind of scares me, right? But however many years later, I finally took your advice, Lou, thanks, and I installed one myself. And you're right, it was super easy. And I pretty much think I'm like the toughest chick around. No wires, no batteries, no electrician. You truly just replace it with your existing switch plate. They even have them for outlet plates. Switch light provides beautiful night accent lighting to your home and makes it really easy to spot your light switches in the dark. The illuminated cover plates are a premium alternative to plug-in night lights, aesthetically pleasing, that make it more safe for you, your kids, your pets. They come in multiple colors, white, light almond, and ivory. And they're great for hallways, bathrooms, kitchens. And those LED lights provide up to 25 years of reliable illumination. Whoa. It also includes a control switch to easily toggle between bright, dim, and off settings. A single plate starts at about $20, but you can buy them up to a 10-pack to save more.
For more information, check out the House Smarts YouTube channel.
And be sure to like and subscribe.
If you have someone living in your family, living alone, maybe someone a little bit elderly that, you know, you're concerned about, I'd go buy half a dozen of these things and place them around the house. You essentially take the switch plate cover off, which is one screw or two, depending on the style. And when you pop it on, it has these two little wings that actually make contact with the hot and the neutral of the plug. Now, it's something that you really couldn't put your finger in if you took the cover off, but you just snap it in place, put the screws back on, bingo, it's done. There's
so easy.
No wiring, whatever. No. And so I think they're really smart. they've updated the style and everything of it. They used to be a lot thicker. Now they're very, they're almost, I mean, they're almost look exactly like your existing.
No, they look exactly like it. It's, and it's, I think, but just like I was truthful, but then that's electricity freaks me
of
out
because
it does so many
people. Not be, you should be very leery of that. It's
of
not,
course.
It's always the last place I want people to go, but this is a really, I really do think that, you know, the bumps in the night and stuff like that where it's lit up, I think it makes a lot of sense for families with little kids.
Right.
If you've got folks you're concerned with that are home moving around their house at night, this is really, you know, for $100, what did you say, $20 a pop, right? So for $100, you can get a few of them and put them throughout the house, and it's a no-brainer as far as I'm concerned. Snap power. I really do like it. It's a good one. 857-5574, Lou. 857-557-4568 is our phone number. We've got some open phone lines. If you'd like to join us this morning, we're happy to give you a call, or you give us a call, and we'll help you out. Like Linda, who's calling in this morning from Chicago. Hi, Linda.
Good morning. How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have two questions. I have a cast iron fry pan that has rusted, and I'd like to have that solved if it can be solved. And I have sewer flies in my first floor bathroom.
All right. Cast iron pan. Let's start with that. Let's take a, do you have like an SOS pad or some type of metal scrubbing pad that you can use on this thing?
I do.
All right. And if you have something like Ajax or Barkeeper's Friend, sprinkle that into sprinkle that into there, make it a little paste, and scrub really well to get it as clean as possible. Okay? Then,
all right.
Once it's clean, you still may see a little bit of rust. Okay? But that's okay. Take it, you know, dry it, or put, here's what I would do. Put it on the stovetop. Turn the stove on low so that it warms up a little bit, right? Not hot, but warm. Now it's dry. Take some lightweight oil like Pam and spray it in the pan. And then use a paper towel to wipe the whole pan out. Now, most people that use cast iron, which I do as well, most people don't wash the pans. They only... because you season them with the oil. And so after you get done after you get done using the pan, okay, this is the Mike Jakubowski method of cleaning cast iron pans because he's the king of cast iron. That's all he cooks on. He gets done and he puts water, hot water in it, and he lets it sit overnight. Then he dumps the water and then he wipes the pan with a paper towel and he leaves whatever oil or that's done, and then that's helping to season the pan. I wish he could see the look on Lindsay's face as I'm describing it. It's like a crinkled nose going like, nee. And now that's the Mike Jakubowski method. I still do a little bit of soap in there to clean just a little bit, and then I re-oil it every time, and then that's how I put it away. And then when you put the oil back in and wipe it with the paper towel, it doesn't rust.
All right.
Okay, so then the sewer flies... You need to take the lid off of the drain, okay?
Okay.
And you need to take some Pine Sol and a tube brush and brush the inside walls of the drain all the way down to the top of the trap. Because the little flies are living on the outside of the drain, on the gunk that builds up in there. It's gross.
Okay.
But you're not doing anything wrong. It's just what they're doing. And if you scrub that with the Pine Sol, it'll be nice and clean. You'll get rid of the flies, and they won't be able to hang on to that gunk and breed anymore. And it may take a day for it to eliminate, but it should be gone when you're done with that.
Thank you very, very much. You enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. I appreciate you calling this morning. 857-5574-LOU is our phone number. We're broadcasting from the PermaSeal Foundation Repair Studios. We'll take a quick break. and be back right after this.
Gentlemen, this is Mambo number 5.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini.
Wipe it off with a scrub brush and the rust will come off.
Okay.
All right, I'm just concerned about you standing up on the end of that balcony, so please be careful.
Yes, I will. I'll have a friend, or I'll have a handyman, and I'll be holding on to him. He'll do the work.
Right. I like going to that Jan lady's house. She hangs on to me when I'm doing the work. You'll get them. They'll be lined up, Jan, coming to work at your place.
Oh, yeah, good idea. I'm single, so there.
Ready to mingle.
Here he is now on House Smarts Radio.
A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man.
Welcome back. 857-557-4LOU. 857-557-4568. This is Ron in DeKalb. Hi, Ron. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Well, how you doing? I have a private well, and right now I have air pressure in the plumbing system, and it's a lot of pressure. It could even knock a cup right out of your hand sometimes.
Wow.
I asked one well guy. He said, no, it can't be the well. I asked another well guy. He said, you got to pull it all. And then I don't know. Could it be the water heater or the softener or something like that causing this?
It could be any of the above. My guess is, So right now, when you turn the water on, you get air first?
Many times, yes, or a combination, yeah. I mean, it comes squirting out. It's not a steady flow.
Right, so in other words...
You flush the toilet, and you can hear it kind of intermittently putting water and air into the tank and right. So forth. So.
And does your system have a pressure tank?
Yes.
Yeah, my guess it's that. It depends. Like well companies, typically just do the well, right? And then they have a plumber come and hook everything up inside to do the system inside there. My guess is it's your pressure tank, and it's either lost pressure, has a leak, or might even need to be replaced. So, I mean, what I would do is contact a plumber that works on, a plumber out in DeKalb will know how to work on this stuff and will be able to diagnose this issue. The fact that you've got water and that pump is working, it's just the air inside the system. It's some combination of, what's going on. Probably not the water heater, but my guess is it's the pressure tank that's causing this problem.
So most plumbers would be able to give me a hand on that.
Correct. Especially you're not the only guy with a private well out in DeKalb, and so plumbers out there have a lot of experience with that.
And I have one more very important question.
Sure.
What's the biggest fish you caught?
When I was in Canada, I caught a 29-inch northern pike, which was so much fun to catch.
You betcha.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, I thank you very much.
Yeah, and he went to live another day, that fish. So he's out there for someone else to catch, too, as well. Thanks so much. All right, before we go to news, I do want to hear about your trip to Dollywood. So I know that you, I don't want to overbuild it like I did my whole Celine Dion thing that kind of blew up in my face.
E-I-E-I-O.
Right, thank you. Right. Joe wasn't here for that. He would have been
my buddy. Oh, we should do it.
He would have been my buddy.
I am your buddy. I'm always your buddy.
I know, but nobody, I was so excited, and then
we know.
I know.
You were going to take me to see Celine Dion?
No. Do you have a piece of paper in front of you?
I can.
Have a piece of paper.
I just gave it away.
Well, but he'll get it. Okay. And
he'll going to laugh so hard.
He'll laugh so
hard.
Your
new favorite.
And so now on the piece of paper, write Celine Dion.
Okay.
You know how to spell Celine?
I think so.
Okay. Did you spell it?
Do you want me to it?
I want you to put it on a piece of paper. Celine Dion.
I did.
Okay, now underline all the vowels.
Oh, boy. Wow, look at that.
Now say it.
E-I-E-I-O.
See? See, he's laughing.
Actually, this worked out great.
I can't believe how much I missed you guys.
Exactly what happened last time.
It was like...
I mean, it's a cool thing. It's not a funny thing. It's a cool
thing. It's funny.
Thing,
that's funny. And you people don't know what's funny. I'm worried that none of you know what's funny. That's what I'm worried about. I always thought you people were.
This is funny. No. Right here. This is the best part.
Is this going to make a bump?
Oh, we've got things in the works.
You have no idea. It is like unbelievable. How is Dollywood, for crying out loud? That's all I wanted to know.
Oh,
did you see Dolly Parton? You took your girls and your nieces and your sister. You all went to Dollywood.
Describe
to people that have never been to Dollywood. It's an amusement park?
It is an amusement park.
Are there people standing around with guitars and banjos singing?
Yes.
Everywhere?
Everywhere.
Right?
Did anybody
sing the song Rocky Top?
Oh, all day long.
Okay. All right. Good.
All day. But we had like a Wally World moment when we were driving on the way there. We were halfway there, and all of a sudden we get this text from Dollywood that says, "Sorry, folks. Park's closed."
Park's closed.
We were like, "What?" And sure enough, there was some water main break. I called my friend Lou right away.
What town is Dollywood in?
It is in Pigeon Forge, which is where the Dolly Parton, famous Dolly Parton, grew up.
Okay.
In her little log cabin.
Did you see the log cabin?
Well, they have a replica of it inside. But it is really a great park. It's so fun. It's so fun.
Roller coasters and shows and
huge roller coasters.
Funnel and cake.
It's all, we got two of those. Sadie ate it in a breath. My daughter. But it's great. It really is such a fun family thing.
And were there tons of people there?
It was crowded, but it wasn't like, I think the longest we waited in line was 20 minutes.
Oh, okay.
And that was given the park was closed the day before. So everybody that didn't get to go on the Wednesday or whatever got to go.
And is it expensive to go to Dollywood? Is it not like Disney?
It's comparable. It's a little more expensive than Six Flags, I think. It's not Disney, no.
So what's a ticket?
I think it was $100.
Okay. For the whole
thing.
And
then
you get shows and like you get to go to the rides and arcade. So it's like a Six Flags with Dolly Parton.
Exactly. So
what's better than that?
Nothing. It was awesome.
And you didn't see Dolly.
She just brings everyone together.
Are there videos of Dolly?
Like everywhere.
When you walk in, can you buy like a Dolly doll?
Oh, you can buy a Dolly toilet paper, I think. I mean, is everything is Dolly.
That would be a good Noodaloo, too.
That would be great. I don't really think I saw that, but I'm going to find one. I'm sure they have it.
And they want to wipe your butt with Dolly Parton toilet paper. That's not something we want to talk about.
No.
No. We love Dolly. The world is a better place because of Dolly Parton.
She
helped invent the vaccine. She donated the money to help the vaccine for COVID.
It is a happy place. Yes. Yeah. She's really is a...
What, she's given away like a million books?
And I thought it was funny. My sister and I both commented that we kept going to the Facebook page to check the status because fingers were crossed the park was going to be open the next day. And we were reading all the comments that people were writing. And really, we both commented how everyone was so nice. You know, we were expecting to hear all these like,
"I can't believe
this place stinks." Everyone's like, you know, "Stuff happens. This really stinks. But, you know, fingers crossed." I mean, it was just so different.
Right.
She really just does bring people together. Yeah. She's just a happy person.
You can't
get mad at her.
She's a world treasure, for sure. Not just an American treasure. Good. Well, I'm glad you had a nice time.
Thank you.
857-5574 Lou is our phone number. Let's do this. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Coming up this hour, Lou continues to take your calls live from the PermaSeal Foundation Repair Studio. He also has a really sweet interview coming up just after 8:30 that you are going to want to stick around for. This was actually a product that was intended to be a new to Lou too, but after hearing his story, we thought you would want to hear the full story too. Stick around. This hour is sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems. You're listening to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio right here on 720 WGN.
Now back to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
don't be alone now. It's just a spring clean for the May Queen.
This is where you're dancing the slow dance.
Yes, there
and you're still no, 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 you're still dancing because it's still not quite fast enough, right? And this is when you say to your girlfriend or your boyfriend, no, just keep dancing. We were talking about this earlier. Welcome back to House Smarts Radio.
Sorry, Dave Schwann and I have been dancing.
It's coming, and you're like, no, 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 keep dancing slow. Keep dancing slow. It's cool, right?
Or is the song ever going to be over?
Here it comes.
Yeah, yeah.
No, not yet.
I remember slow dancing to this song when it was new.
You remember this song, right? Sure.
It's like 7 minutes.
8 minutes.
Eight?
Oh, it's 8 minutes, yeah.
It's all of eight. All of eight, yeah. But the best part is like this. Right? Yeah,
oh, yeah.
You're going.
Go.
Right, there it is. That's, yeah. That's it right there.
How do you dance to that part?
You just keep holding her tight. In my case, you just keep holding her tight. Lindsay's like with her arms out like this because you're
Holy
in
seventh
Ghost. Grade. Holy Ghost. Keep the Holy Spirit between the two of you.
Yeah, I feel like a different band told us to hold her loosely.
Right. Hold, right. Right. Later on, hold on loosely. Who's that?
Cars?
Hold on loosely. It's 38 Special. 38 Special. You don't even know who that is, Lindsay.
That's a one-hit wonder?
38 Special? No, they had a couple of songs.
38.
Hold on loosely. Yeah, they had. You don't have no idea who 38 Special is?
No.
No. They're kind of in that Kansas era.
Yeah.
Remember Kansas? No?
Sure. Carry on, my
era?
Wayward son.
That's like the best beginning of a song with the
Isn't
harmonies.
It great?
That is great.
Dust in the
that
Wind.
Was, so those were, see, Shawnee and I are, those songs were all made for AM radio. They were made to be listened to in a car with one speaker.
That's so yes.
It's a terrible. Whenever you see songs like I'm looking at it right now, Stairway to Heaven remastered. When that song came out, they were like, well, people are going to listen to this in a car and there's one speaker. And so the way that they mixed it was to come out of one speaker. And then when they remastered it, now we're all on Spotify and we have, you know, fancy stereos and whatnot.
Counter-Strike.
That's how they, what's no, that?
Counter-Strike.
I have to tell you, though, Lou, one of a great memory is listening to Stairway to Heaven in a good stereo store in one of those listening rooms.
Oh, my gosh. Remember
with a great big system and giant speakers, floor to ceiling. Yeah. Oh, yes, sir. That one and Frankenstein by the Edgar Winter Group. With that drum solo.
Yeah, that's a good one,
Whoa.
Too. We used to, in college in the 80s, back when Lindsay and Joe weren't even born, we would listen to Pink Floyd.
Yes, Dark Side of the Moon.
Dark Side of the Moon with headphones on.
Yes.
Blow your mind.
Along to Wizard of Oz?
Oh, I've seen that. Yeah, yeah. It like weirdly matches up.
Sure. No, I didn't go that far. I wasn't into drugs like you. But...
You know me.
Yeah, that's, you're all about it. That's right. Anyway, good job, by the way, both of you gentlemen, on the words of the day.
Thank
Very
you.
Nice
thank you.
Done.
Thank you.
Very nice. Always makes me, brings a smile to my face. And Bob Ferguson is quick with the button to get the sounder on there. So good job.
What was that? The trumpets are from that old Imperial Margarine commercial.
That's exactly
yeah.
right. This is exactly right.
Another commercial that was around before Joe and Lindsay.
Exactly right. Yeah. Right, and with the crown would appear on their head.
Mm-hmm.
That's good TV right there. They don't make those kind of commercials anymore. No way. 857-5574, Lou. 857-557-4568. This is Lisa in Lombard. Lisa, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. How are you?
I'm doing well. How may I help you this morning?
Okay, so pick your brains whether we want to replace our old wooden deck with another wood deck, or if we would prefer to do the composite. We keep going back and forth. So what are your pros and cons on either?
Can you afford the composite?
We could. So that means it's going to be way more expensive than wood.
Well, it's more. I don't know about way, But
okay.
I mean, it's here's the thing. I love wood decking. It's awesome. There's nothing, in my opinion, that looks as beautiful as natural wood. The reality, the reality of the wood we use today is that it is not as dense and as strong as the wood that we used even 50 years ago because...
Oh, my goodness.
Well, because we're not cutting down and cultivating old growth lumber anymore. And so, which is a positive, lumber, lumber is a crop, just like corn and wheat and soybeans and whatnot. It's just a crop that gets cultivated every 30 years. And so the length of time that the wood will last now really depends on how much you treat it and keep after it. With a composite material like a Trex decking or a TimberTech, which is another competitor to Trex, those are really beautiful products. They are low maintenance where you just you have to keep them clean. And you've got a lot of options as far as, you know, cool under your feet when you walk on them in the sunlight.
That was another question.
There's a texture to it to keep it to help you with you know, being non-slipping when you're walking on it, and you know, if you take care of it, you don't use a metal blade shovel on it and things like that. It's going to last you 25 years, if not more.
You know, that's what we're looking for.
Right.
It's something low maintenance.
Right. It costs more, right? That now the deck itself that you have, is the frame and everything sound?
We just had the frame done when we purchased the house. My brother-in-law came and shored everything up. So that is perfect. It's just the decking and the rails.
Yeah. Here's what I would do. So, I would look into, of all the composite decking out there, Trex decking, in my opinion, I've worked with Trex in the past as well, but they make a really good decking. You've got a bunch of choices as far as kind of like a good, better, best option for you. I would look into the decking and the system where you have the hidden fasteners, because I think that looks the best when you install the deck. And they have they have an aluminum rail system called Signature Decking, which is an unbelievable compliment to the top of the deck. You know, you put the deck down, it looks beautiful, but the Signature aluminum decking really brings it all together. And
so does that go on top of the decking?
It yes and no. Like the posts will be integrated into the framing and go around it, and then the aluminum decking, the rail system gets connected to those posts. And it's just lovely, because a lot of times what can happen with a deck, even with a wood deck, is that you'll use the similar materials to make the rails, and in my opinion, if it's not done right, the railing will look heavier than it needs to, and it proportionally doesn't look good. With the aluminum, the scale of it against the deck, I think, looks the best.
Okay. Now I got you. Now, we can go ahead and put wrought iron railing around the composite deck also, correct?
You could. The only thing I will tell you about a wrought iron rail, which is awesome, but it will rust, and it will eventually deposit rust onto the deck. And if you're going to do a wrought iron rail, the aluminum rail is comparably priced.
Okay. That sounds good. I just have to say, you do the commercials for Redo, and we had our kitchen replaced, and we love it. They were absolutely awesome people.
You're happy with the results?
I am so happy. My husband was actually in one of their commercials. That's how happy we were about it.
That's awesome.
And in our gift basket, we received your book. So that even made it better.
Well, look at that. Even better. Well, enjoy.
Yes. They are great people. Would recommend them to anybody, just like your show I do.
That's so nice. Thank you so much for calling.
You bet, Lou. Have a great day.
857-557-4LOU is our phone number. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
You are listening to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
I don't know of any German comedians because German people, a lot of German people do not have a sense of humor. You know, they're not known
I think
for...
That's probably basically true, yeah.
They're very literal people.
Right.
Someone once said that more funny things are said at a cocktail party in Paris than in the entire year in Germany. But they're very literal, you know, and they don't understand Americans because we're non-literal. A German would say, why would you call this man curly? He has no hair at all. Why would you call someone curly who has no hair? That doesn't make sense.
It's not funny then.
And tiny is at least 350 pounds.
Now back to Lou, right here on House Smarts Radio.
I'm sure you saw the news of the passing of Bob Newhart. Born in Oak Park, Illinois, and raised in the Chicagoland area. Went to St. Ignatius College Prep and was just a funny, funny man. I've been looking at a lot of interviews with him, you know, over the years. And he recently, but maybe a few years ago, did some interview on CBS and... the person interviewing him asked him, he said, you know, your legacy, what's your legacy going to be? And he said, I don't know, you know, I guess, you know, he goes, I believe that he said, this is Bob Newhart, something about, you know, I believe that, you know, you go somewhere after you die. And I suppose that when I get up there, they're going to ask me, you know, what did you do with your life? And he said, well, I made people laugh. And he goes, I think that's pretty good. And he did make us laugh. He was really something. So may he rest in peace, Bob Newhart. 857-557-4LOU. 857-557-4568 is our phone number. We got a couple of emails about the Noodaloo 2, the switch light, it's called. And they make them to go on single pole switches. Where a light switch controls a light fixture in a room or hall. They also make them
and double,
right, as well. And also for outlet covers as well. So, you know, if you're looking to look for those products, go to switchlight.com or you can go to our YouTube channel. Go to youtube.com/HouseSmartsTV as well. Let's go talk with Mary, who is in Evanston. Hi, Mary. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Hi, Lou. I just love you so much. You get me through the weekend.
Oh, thank you. How may I help you?
Really, I have a simple question. What is the best cleaner for white wooden paint cabinets? They're in perfect condition. I just wonder if there's a way to perk them up a little bit after all these years.
White? So they're painted white cabinets.
Yes.
All right. Let's try this. There is a really good cleaner that is called Crud Cutter.
Oh, yes. I know it.
Know it? I want you to put that in a pail and mix it with warm water 50-50. So I don't want it full strength, right? So if you take a, you know, you can buy it in a spray bottle, but, you know, if you take, you won't need much of it. So if you took like a cup of it and then put a cup of water, right, and then a sponge, put a towel underneath there, and then what I would do is wipe down the surface of it, and while it's still a little damp, let it sit there for maybe 2-3 minutes, and then wipe it again. And then use a clean rag to wipe it off from there. You won't even need to rinse it. You might need it with the crud cutter. Actually, take another in the sink. Maybe take a you know cool water and a rag that you wring out, and then just wipe it down. Another cleaner that would actually work quite well for this too is one you may be familiar with called Spick and Span.
Of course, yes.
They still make Spick and Span, and that's a powder. What? And you mix that with the water, and that you technically don't need to rinse, but I would probably just use a damp rag to wipe it all off. And you should be able to bring those cabinets back to life and kind of brighten up that finish again.
Yes, just that little bit. And I thought, no, they're old. It's not nothing's going to work, even though they're perfect. You
right,
know?
Right.
I mean, they look fine, but you could tell.
They need a little cleaning.
It just needs. Yeah, well, they're clean, but, you know, just something to perk it up. Yeah.
Right, right.
Could I ask one quick question? Because I'm cheating. I'm shooting in another question.
Sure, no problem.
I'm 85 with long COVID and some surgeries waiting for me. I can't afford to get the kitchen floor done. So temporarily, do you suggest there's no epoxy, I think, that I could paint the floor? Or is what about ruggables or things like that?
This is a wood floor?
It's white tile, and the original contractor did a terrible job. It'll have to be ripped up.
Okay.
So I just want something to hide all the cracks, because it's not level, the kitchen, so they all cracked after all these years, you know.
And you don't want to, so you just want something to, I just worry about, so right now you got a tile. I worry about you putting like rug sections over there as a, you know, potential trip hazard for you.
I know. It's just I hate looking at them for my final years on Earth.
Understood. They do make a Rust-Oleum. Rust-Oleum makes a floor paint. I think it's called Rust-Oleum Home, and they have this paint, and it's basically a finish that is a bonding primer and a paint that you can paint tile floors.
Whoa.
And it's not a permanent fix. I believe it's under the Rust-Oleum Home line, and it comes in, you know, basic colors. Have you heard me, where are you, Marion Evanston? Have you heard me talk about this Ace Handyman Services?
Yes, they're up the street from me. Okay. I'm on Dempster in Maple.
So they could probably come and you could talk to them about putting this coating down. It's Rust-Oleum Home Floor Coating.
Okay.
And you can paint, you can paint interior tile, vinyl, wood. And, you know, you can brighten that floor up. It'll definitely look a lot nicer. It's a temporary fix, but it'll probably buy you a few years.
Well, that's all I need at my age, and I'm so sick. And whoever takes over could do what they want.
Correct.
You know, with the kitchen. That's excellent, and I love Evanston. I think you live nearby.
We just moved there. We're learning all about Evanston. We love it.
Oh, it's booming, isn't it?
Yeah, it's something else.
Yeah. Well, Lou, thank you so much. I appreciate your time, and I love your show.
Thank you, and my best to you. Thank you so much for calling. It's 8:30 in the morning. I've got a pretty special interview coming up that I really would like you to listen to, because it's a sweet story about a great product that, you know, basically, Lindsay, it's a bundt pan. It's a bundt pan.
A bundt?
A bundt pan. Gentlemen invented this product that kind of came out of a tragedy, but it's a very sweet story. And, that interview is coming up after this report of WGN Radio News with Dave Schwann.
Now back to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
Butterfly all alone. Can you fly on your own? Take your place in the world today. Butterfly flying home.
Welcome back to House Smarts Radio. Lou Manfredini. You know all this, right? My wife and I are Ace retailers. We own a couple stores, and I get this publication once a month that is it's called Hardware Retailing Magazine. And a lot of times in this magazine, they will feature new products, stuff that like I would see at a convention or, you know, many times people send me stuff, and I'll look at some things. I'm like, oh, this is kind of cool, and I'll talk to Lindsay, and I'll say, hey, this is a neat product. We should feature this on our Noodaloo, too. Well, the product we're going to talk about today is actually a planter. It's a planter that you would put around an umbrella on your patio table. But Lindsay reached out to the company, and after talking with the founder, she said, you know, I really think you want to talk to this gentleman because there's quite a story. Joining me on the phone line is Shane Irwin with a company called Savannah Planter, and he is the founder. Shane, good morning, and welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Good morning to you, Lou, and thank you so much for having me. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, no, I, so, you know, I want to preface this conversation the right way because it's a cool product, right? It's a planter that I can put on my patio mm-hmm. table that has a hole in the center for the umbrella to go through, but then I can put dirt in it and I can put flowers in there, and it's just this lovely, beautiful planter. But how this came to fruition is, as those that remember Paul Harvey, is the rest of the story. Can you tell us a little bit about that story?
I can. And it actually starts out with a tragedy. The company is named after my daughter, Savannah. We unfortunately lost her in March of 2021. With that loss comes, you know, great grief for a family. That's something that very hard to deal with. Mm-hmm. I don't think that humans are wired to deal with this type of loss. But, you know, you do what you can. For Savannah's celebration of life, it was my son's idea, since Savannah just absolutely loved butterflies. He thought it'd be great if we had built a flower garden in our backyard. Our backyard's primarily cement. So we all went to Home Depot and Lowe's and bought a few pallets of wildflowers. We built a beautiful wildflower garden in our backyard. Mm. I imported butterflies from Oregon, and we had our celebration of life. We had three patio tables out there with umbrellas on them. We live in Southern California. It was the sun was shining. So Austin put the 5-inch single plants around each of the umbrella posts, and he wrapped burlap around them
right.
to create, you know, the beautiful centerpiece. So we had the celebration. It was beautiful. And as I'm sitting in the backyard, we kept her garden there as long as I could keep it alive. And I was looking at the centerpiece. Now, between that time and me sitting out there, we had opened up a scholarship fund for Savannah. Savannah was an LVN. She was going to school to be a nurse practitioner.
Right.
Her passion was caring for others. She's absolutely beautiful. And doing that type of work, I think you're an angel on earth. Every nurse that participates in helping
right.
others is just amazing.
Right.
And so we wanted to carry on that legacy for her by opening up a scholarship fund that's designated to helping people going into the medical field. So we had that established. But, Lou, I didn't feel comfortable just asking people for money. And, you know, I'm giving as much as I can afford out of my own pocket with my daily job.
Right.
But when I was sitting out back in her garden, I looked at that burlap and I thought to myself, wow, you know, that'd be cool if we had something that is solid that I could put there besides
right.
these, you know, this makeshift version. So I have a history of manufacturing. I've been in plastics my entire life. I looked at that and a light bulb came on. I said, what a great way to honor Savannah and to sell something. Instead of asking people for money, I could sell a product that's useful and take the profits from that and designate them to her scholarship. So we got the designers going. We've got the mold cut. We got everything set up and running. And the Savannah planter was born 1 year later. We started with the 15-inch round planter. It's patent pending. It's made of high-density polyethylene. And it's made with 100% recycled plastic right here in the USA.
If you go to the website, Savannah Planter, and that's Savannah planter.com, the first thing that comes up is a lovely, beautiful picture of your daughter. I'm super, I'm sorry about your loss for your daughter. You don't know this because we've never met, but my wife and I have four kids, and I have one of our children is a 25-year-old daughter, and you're right. I can't even imagine what that loss must be like, and for you and your family to celebrate your daughter in this way, to create something beautiful, and you know, I mean, right, the whole idea of the planter and the butterflies, that metamorphosis of, you know, a new life and everything is just absolutely, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful story. It's exactly why Lindsay said to me, I really think you need to talk to this person. and I love the fact that your whole idea on this is to give back to the Savannah Irwin Memorial Scholarship Fund. Now, like with anything, right, I assume that this has taken off. I think it's beautiful, the product itself, but you have other things too that you've created.
Yes, yeah, we started out with the 15-inch round planter, and it comes in three colors. You know, speaking with national retailers and getting their advice, you know, I've been in retail with other projects in my life, and this one just came naturally. I sent out my samples, and I got a response, Lou, from most all major national retailers from the samples that I had sent out as an introduction, which if anyone listening knows, that's an oddity.
Yeah, it's very right, hard to get right, right.
From
right.
A national retailer, you know? So I knew right away that we were on to something, that we could get some, you know, some traction here. There was a launching pad for this, though. And if I could take just a moment to share it, I'll cut it short on how it happened. But it truly was the launch pad for the Savannah planter into the marketplace.
Sure.
And onto the website. It was just by chance. You could call it divine intervention. It just depends on what people are thinking and how they want to interpret this. But I work from home. I take my breaks. I went across the street to Home Depot in Corona. I go over there, just, you know, mosey around and look at the cool stuff. And I noticed there was a lot of orange aprons there that day. There was a lot of people, full house. I figured that there was a supplier there doing something. I went up to one of the red cash register ladies and asked her what's going on. And she said that the CEO is here, Ted Decker, and he's doing a walkthrough on the front line of the store. And I said, wow. You know, that's pretty amazing. Of all places, you know, why is he here?
Right.
And she said that he's a really nice guy and you could meet him. And he, you know, he's humble. And I said, that's fantastic. So I hung out for a little bit and he was going to each of the cashiers up front and he had an entourage with him. And I didn't feel right interrupted. And they saw me standing there waiting, but I didn't feel comfortable. So I just went home. Went back home. I went to Savannah's room. I sat there for about 10 minutes and something just urged me to get up and do something. So I went into my office. I sat down and I wrote an email, and I entitled it, "Thank you for coming to our Corona store." I let Ted know that it was a great store and they've done a great job over the years. And, I really wanted to meet him, but I didn't get the chance. I inserted in that email a picture of him in the store so he knew that, you know, I saw him and he was there and I was there.
Right.
And then I let him know that maybe in a few years, because I assume it would take that long just to get, you know, the Savannah planter moving, I'd meet him in Atlanta at their corporate headquarters maybe. I put that in there. I put a link to Savannah's website and I guessed his email address. I had no way of knowing Ted Decker's email.
Right.
But I guessed it and I hit send. I told my wife what I did. I set the long shot, and you know, a Hail Mary, if anything, but, you know, that's just the way I operate. Take a chance. I did that, and Lou, 20 minutes later, I got a response from Ted Decker, and it was from his cell phone. He's still at the store. And he let me know three sentences. He said he's terribly sorry to hear about Savannah. He's sorry he didn't get a chance to meet me, but his merchant buyers will be in contact with me. And it wasn't 24 hours and our phone was blowing up. Our email was on fire with all the onboarding team at HomeDepot.com. And it was about 90 days later and Savannah Planter was launched on HomeDepot.com.
I love that story. And I'm going to buy into divine intervention from your daughter looking out
Thank
for
you. Because that's the way I see it.
Right, right. And, I'm not going to, you probably, you know, basically, if I want to describe on the radio what these planters look like, it's a bundt pan. Like, I could bake a cake in these if they were if they weren't plastic, right?
Yes, yes, yeah. And that's great, because when we did our first trade show, a lot of people said that. But it's only because it's new, Lou.
Right.
It's new. People aren't familiar with this product, because that's the most exciting thing about it, is it doesn't exist. We looked online, and there's some two halves of ceramic you could slide together. And there's smaller ones that, you know, you could have, but these ones you could actually grow something.
Yeah.
And you know, they're big enough, and they just make a beautiful centerpiece.
And you've got a lantern now as well, correct?
Absolutely. So we have the round planter. We just launched the square lantern, 13-inch square planter, last week. So that's live now on the website as well. So you got a round one or a square one. And then we made in this transition, and everything I'm looking at when I sit in Savannah's garden outside, these ideas just come to me. And so I designed and built a Savannah lantern, which is a 12-inch high, 5-inch round lantern that is laser cut, that is made to accept a pole through the center.
Yeah.
It has custom LED lights inside that are colored, and it's remote control. And to talk about enhancing your patio and the outdoor ambiance, it's absolutely gorgeous. And you could use them inside as well. If you didn't want to, if you don't have an umbrella, outside, the lanterns are just as beautiful inside your home, if not on your table outside.
I'm really happy for what you did to create this. But before I let you go, tell me a little bit about your daughter.
Savannah. Wow. Just absolutely amazing. Love of life, happy, funny, sense of humor, outgoing, go-getter. She was an LVN. She was going to school to be a nurse practitioner. Her first job at AT, when she first got her license, and this was voluntarily, she worked at a private Alzheimer's home to help the old folks. And I just thought that was the most amazing thing, that would be her first job that she would want to do. And she stayed friends with these folks and their families, and it was just absolutely amazing. And for the world to have lost someone like that, me as her daddy, it's my responsibility to build her legacy as big as I can until I see her again. And I won't come close to touching as many people as she would have, but I'm going to do everything I can, Lou, till my last breath, to make sure that we carry on her legacy and with these products donate all the money to people going into the medical field and people in need, because that's what just has to happen. It's all based on love. My life trajectory has shifted, and now I'm just focused on helping others and seeing these people's faces in need, that when they get something, you know, we don't know them. They send us an essay on why we think that we should be able to help them. And we see Savannah in every one of them. So it's all about giving back, every bit of it.
Amen, brother. That's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hi, good morning. Thank you. I love your show. You teach me so much about homes that I never knew, and I really appreciate it.
You're listening to Lou.
Hi, Lou. I have a stamped concrete pool deck, and some of the corners on it are starting to chip.
And he's here to help you.
I have a question about repiping my house.
Now back to your host, Lou Manfredini, and House Smarts Radio.
Feel is their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me.
Welcome back. House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini, 857 557 for Lou.
But my answer,
this is Raquel in Palos Park. Hi, Raquel. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
And so you have my preliminary information there. The question is regarding roof rejuvenation products and services. For example, Roof Max. What is your opinion on that, please?
How old is your roof, Raquel?
It's about 24 to 25 years old.
Mm-hmm. And are you having any?
And it is supposed to be. It's supposed to be a 40-year warranty, Ross. We have no emergent situation right now.
Right.
But that usually my husband doesn't want to wait till late to replace and
right.
have to deal with an emergent situation.
Sure, sure. And have you had any estimates from like a roof max of what it would cost to redo the roof?
Yes, we do. I actually have it here on file. And we were reading the brochure, their own brochure, and which is saying that it should be approximately the cost, 20% of a new roof replacement. And the roof replacement he put on his estimate would be around, at the lowest, $18,000, and then 22,000. And he could not even answer where we got the 20% off according to their data on their brochure. And so his estimate for ours is for the lowest estimate was about 25 to 26%, and at the highest it was over 30%.
So we're talking about spending about $5,000 or $6,000 for this, correct?
Yes, yes.
Right.
$5,675 minus $568 for a discount if you sign up like today.
I would not spend that money on a roof that's 22 years old.
And it's 24 already, 24 to 25.
To me, okay, the average life of a roof in the United States is 13 years. Now, that takes into account storms and things like that, right? But that's the average life. Your warranty of 40 years, if you were to make a warranty claim right now, that would be on the product only and it would be prorated. So basically what they would say is, oh, yeah, you know what? There was a defect, if there was one, and here's $500. You need to go have somebody redo it. I know it's a lot of money, but I would rather see you spend the money on a new roof because that's a better use of your money, in my opinion. There are some situations where these rejuvenation things work, but you know, if you have no, if there's like no way you can afford a new roof and you're having problems with it, then that probably makes a lot of sense. But if you're not having problems with the roof, I would save the money on a replacement and get estimates from roofers like a Lindholm Roofing to get an estimate of what it would actually cost to replace that roof, because to me, that's a better use of your money. Thanks so much for the phone call. I'm just bumping up against time. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Just after 9, and that means only 1 hour left of House Smarts Radio. So now's the time to get those calls in. You can also text him at the same hotline, 857-557-4LOU. He'll answer some of those texts just after 9:30 in his Just Text Me segment. This hour of House Smarts Radio is sponsored by Chevy Drive, Chicago.com. Stay tuned in. You're listening to Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio, and 720 WGN. Most people love the weekends. A little R&R, time with the family, maybe some celebrating. Unless you have a to-do list around the house a mile long. How do I find?
When do I need to?
I don't know what to do.
Hey, you only know what you know. And what you don't know, maybe Lou does.
I'm not that smart, but I'm no dummy.
Give him a call with any of your home improvement questions. Now back to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
I'm only one call away. I'll be there to save the day. Superman got nothing.
You know, I feel it's my, Do I want to do this 66 thing, or you want, what do you want me to do? All right. Schwani, you know, with you and I in the studio this morning, I think it's important for us to try and teach the young broadcasters about, you know, opportunities and things that maybe they miss, right?
Oh, I certainly do there, Lou.
Right, exactly right. So, Joe, you had a story about some bat dog, right?
I was the one that brought up the story.
Oh.
Just kidding.
No, he's not. Schwani's the one that directed the story towards
Do you
me.
Know this dog?
I don't know the dog, no.
Right, but do you know the dog's name?
Layla.
And what was the missed opportunity, Schwani?
The missed opportunity, yes. Derek and the Dominoes.
know this song, Lindsay? Layla the Bat Dog is retiring. Right? This would be the bed of music underneath Layla the Bat Dog. Of course, like immediately, that's where my mind goes.
Yeah, but I don't
want to. When he's like talking about Layla.
I don't want to play music under my sports bed. That I would feel like that would be unprofessional.
Like before we came back, Lindsay was talking and Bob Ferguson's cueing me. She's like, I'm talking. Bob goes, okay, well, when you're done talking in 30 seconds, we're coming back.
With a live radio show.
You're absolutely right, though, Lou. Wow. That would have been the perfect song to use, especially the long instrumental at the end.
Oh, that's a great song.
Well, then I can just do the whole Goodfellas riff when they started to find bodies after the...
Right. You know the story behind the song Layla?
I don't.
Schwani?
I'm going to defer to you on that. Not really, no.
So Eric Clapton was in love with George Harrison's wife.
Patty Boyd.
That's interesting.
And he wrote the song Layla about her.
Layla, what? You've got me on my knees.
Yeah, keep going.
Layla. Wow.
Well, No. I was just going to say there is an amazing book written by Patty Boyd that my sister and I were just talking about the other day. It's so good if you haven't read it yet.
It's really good. Yeah, Patty Boyd was this beautiful model, was married to George Harrison, and I can't remember, did she date Eric Clapton first, and then they broke up, and then George Harrison started dating her and married her. There was something, but Layla is about Patty Boyd, who's still alive. Bob Surratt just recently interviewed her, I believe.
No way!
Yeah.
She was married to both. She was married to George Harrison first from 66 to 77, married Eric Clapton in 79, and then divorced 10 years later.
Right. But they had, like, he was in love with her during she was married
such
to...
Such a good book.
You know, that's ironic because I feel like the next song in Goodfellas is George Harrison, What Is Life?
Oh, really? Wow.
Possibly. But I know those are two big songs in the movie.
Wow. We got to get you out more, Joe. Did you have a game to call?
This conversation really took a vicissitude.
There, hold on. There you go. Very nicely done.
Wonderful.
857-5574-LOU. Okay, real quick. We gave away the Bears package, which is awesome. Right now, the sixth caller. Poor Lindsay's phone is like smoking. It's so hot. The sixth caller to 857-557-4LOU is going to win a $100 gift card to Burkott's Superfoods. I shop there. It's awesome. Your locally owned and operated community-based grocery store with 17 locations in Illinois and Wisconsin. And a $100 ExxonMobil gift card to fuel your adventures on the first 100 miles of Route 66. The 66 days of giveaways celebrating Route 66 are brought to you by the Illinois Office of Tourism and the first 100 miles of Route 66. I got to take a deep breath. Fueled by the Heritage Corridor destinations, and visit WGNradio.com/contests for a chance to win the ultimate Route 66 prize pack valued at $1,700. The sixth caller will mail this out to you. 857-557-4LOU. 857-557-4568. And let's go back to the phone lines here. This is Jay in Chicago. Hey, Jay, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. Thank you very much for presenting that Savannah story. That was very inspirational.
Isn't that sweet? It was so sweet. Yeah, I was quite moved talking to that gentleman, and I feel so badly for he and his family. And you just never know where your life is going to take you, and it's a big surprise, so I only wish them the best. How may I help you, sir?
That was very good. I have a couple painting questions. We put in a Trex-type composite deck on our house about 25 years ago, and it's been wonderful. But over the years, it's worn, and it's got a roughish surface, and it gets moldy over the summers, and We put down Trek or Wet It and Forget It, and it still cleans up, but it's not really nice. And we'd like to paint it.
Mm.
And some people told me you can't paint Trek. Is that correct?
Well, you can, but then you're going to have a painted surface that I think will make it worse. So your Trex product is not what they call a capped product, right? It looks more, it has more of a you can see the fibers of the material, correct?
Yeah, it's pretty rough.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's got a roughness to it, not like the new ones they sell now. They look very finished.
Correct.
Yeah, it's been worn so much that it's...
How big is this deck, Jay?
It's about 20 by 40.
Okay. Here's what I would do in something like that. If you're not going to redeck it and you want to, I would sand it, because that material, if it is not a capped material, meaning that this is kind of the round edge decking, right? And that color and that finish is all the way through.
Okay.
So what I would do is take a little random orbit sander and test a little area of it by hand and see what happens if you spend, 10 minutes sanding it. And if all of a sudden you're like, huh, that looks pretty good, it's cleaned up pretty well, using probably a 100 grit paper, okay? Not something super aggressive, but, 100, maybe even 80 is fine. And if you're successful and you like how it looks, you can rent a pad sander that you stand behind, like a floor scrubber.
Yeah.
And do the whole deck
That's interesting. Okay.
Then you do the whole deck with that, and you'll have to come back and touch it up with, the certain areas where that pad sander won't get in. So you'll go back over those areas where you got to fill in by hand. But if you do that, it should look almost brand new, and you're just talking about taking a 16th of an inch off of it, and I bet it'll look great. And then once you clean it up like that and it looks really good, stay on the cleaning regularly. So, for instance, you talked about wet and forget. I would get in the habit with that product, with that decking that you have, of doing that in the spring and the fall.
Right. Okay. That's when we've been doing it. But I had a really strange thing happen. We put in a bench. It's only a 3-foot high deck. And instead of a railing, we put in a bench around it. And on top of the bench, about a foot and a half wide, I put the Trex also. And we had the house painted, and they also painted the bench. And for some reason, when you painted it white, the paint turned yellow. And I don't know if that's from the Trex or what. So they painted it actually three times, and it still keeps happening. But I just wondered if it's due to the Trex.
It's probably a bleed through there. And if you, in that respect, what you would need to put on there is what's called a bonding primer first. And now that it's already been painted, I don't know that the bonding primer would help you. I'd probably strip.
Yeah, they put a...
Go ahead.
Strip it off. Oh, wow. Okay. All right. I did some sanding lately. We had two other small balconies that were wood decks, and I sanded those down to raw wood, and they refinished those, and they turned out good. But I appreciate your suggestion. I'll try a small spot, and it makes a lot of sense.
Give it a shot.
I had one problem with the Trex. We had tongue and groove, so they didn't have the connectors back then.
Right.
So you just use tongue and groove, and you put the fasteners down on the tongue. But they had small gaps on the tongue, so that was your drainage area. But they've filled up over the years. So I get some water settling on that deck once in a while. I was going to put some drain holes to get rid of that.
Not a bad idea. That's not a bad idea. I appreciate you calling. Thank you so much. 857-557-4LOU. Our contest for the Route 66 celebration is over. Our winner is Jeff in Pontiac. Congratulations, Jeff. Enjoy your time on Route 66. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
This is Nick Offerman. Now for some... this is Nick Offerman. Now back to some good, clean fun with Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WD...
Now back to some good clean fun with Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
There is nothing that is wrong wanting you to stay here with me. I know you've got somewhere
857-557-4 Lou.
At home and stay with me. And don't you ever leave.
857-557-4568 is our phone number.
Don't you think you want someone to talk to?
That paint product that I talked about, a lady called in earlier this morning about the Rust-Oleum floor product. It's called Rust-Oleum Home. That's the line. And they make a bunch of different products. And in particular, this one is called floor coating. And it is something that you can paint on tile, vinyl, wood, and more. And it's a water-based product, so it's, you know, easy to install and easy to clean up. It's just, you know, keep in mind that all that kind of stuff, it will definitely make things look a lot nicer if you do any kind of paint job, you know, good for prep. That's the prep is the most important thing when it comes to painting. But it's not a permanent solution, so you want to make sure that you know, this is a short-term solution, like to just spruce things up. But there's a lot of the technology with these coatings now is way better than it was even 5 years ago, and so it's a lot more durable than it used to be. That's for sure. 857-557-4568. This is Luann. Good morning, Luann. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning. I have a slider screen, and it squeaks terribly when I open it. And I've put WD-40 on it, and it stopped a little bit, but it still squeaks terribly. Am I using the wrong thing?
Probably. I would really. So it's just the screen itself.
It's just the screen. The doors are very heavy, and they don't make any noise when they open or close.
Got it.
But the screen is terrible.
Do you think that you're... So if you go outside from this screen, okay, and you slide it open a little bit, and you grab both sides of it, and you lift up, and then pull the bottom out, you'll take the whole screen off.
Yes.
Okay. Then,
yes, I've done that before.
Okay, then what I want you to do is, have you gotten on the Dawn Power Wash train yet? Do you know what that is?
No.
Oh my gosh, everybody should be having this product. Dawn dishwashing liquid, you know, the Dawn, like you use when you wash your dishes?
Yes, oh yes, I use that.
Okay, well they now have a version called Power Wash. So basically it's a bottle of Dawn.
Yes, I've seen that.
Right, with the spray handle. Luann, it's going to change your life. It's going to change your life. It is better than sliced bread. If you just got to clean one pan or one dish, you squirt it on there, you take your sponge and you didn't like the sound effect?
It doesn't sound like that.
It doesn't sound like that. It doesn't.
Yeah.
It goes like that. It sounds like me shining my shoes. Anyway, you spray it on, you wipe it off, it's great. Take the Dawn Power Wash, spray it on the track, spray it on the bottom track and on the top track. And then use a sponge or even a scrubbing brush and clean that track really well. The wheels on the bottom, I want you to do the same thing on the bottom and clean it. Get rid of all the oil. And then in particular, pay attention to the part of the door that is in the track up above. Make sure that that's all clean as well. With everything clean, it shouldn't squeak.
Okay. I'll go out this morning and buy Dawn Power Wash, which sounds like I could use it for many things.
Oh, my gosh. I'm telling you, it's going to change your life.
Well, thank you so much, Lou. You always help me.
Well, I'm trying.
And I appreciate it.
I'm trying. Thank you so much. I think that, you know, I was reading some review of the Power Wash. Oh, you use less. You use more. Because you spray it all the time. And basically, all it does, it takes the Dawn. It must be a different solution because it is a little lighter, but it works great. Do you use it, Lindsay? The Power Wash?
Oh, yeah. Every day. Multiple times a day.
It's great. And you can use it on anything. It's. Yeah. I mean, that it's such a grease cutter that it does such a nice job. Sounds more like that. It doesn't sound like that. That sounds like I had tacos last night for dinner. 857. Actually, I had tacos for dinner last night. 857-557-4LOU. 857-557-4568. All right. That's our phone line, but that's also our just text.
I'm glad I'm not in the same room with you.
Yeah. Right. We're going to do our Just Text Me segment coming up after this report of the WGN Radio News with Dave Schwann.
Time for Just Text Me. Can't get through on the phone line? Can't really chat wherever you are? Now, back to Lou answering some of your text messages right here on House Smarts Radio.
Less conversation, a little more action, please.
Our text line is the same as our phone line. 857-557-4LOU. 857-557-4568.
Baby, close your eyes and listen to the music and dig to the summer breeze.
You have some text messages for us this morning?
I sure do, Lou. This one is from Monica. She says, "Hi, Lou. We have a single-handle kitchen faucet that's dripping. If tightening the screw on the handle doesn't stop the drip, will replacing the cylinder do it?"
Well, tightening the screw won't do anything. It'll make the handle not jiggle, but... more than likely, what I would do with the single handle faucet is if you can move the position of the valve, you know, a little bit to the left or a little bit to the right, and then you notice that it stops, then chances are it's the insert or the cartridge inside there. You'll need to shut off the water underneath the sink that supplies the faucet, take the handle off, take apart that top cylinder. You know, there's tons of YouTube videos, if you know what you have, like a Delta or a Moen or a Price Pfister or whatever it might be, to show you exactly how to remove that specific cartridge from that. Take it to the hardware store and say, "I need one of these." And they'll have it, more than likely, and you can come back and reverse the process and put it back in there. That will most likely stop the leak.
Thanks, Lou.
You're welcome, Monica.
One, you're so welcome, she says. "Good morning, Mr. Lou. In my kitchen and bathroom, I've got 12 by 12 ceramic tiles that are loosening on the floors. What type of sealer is best to fix the floors? Thank you so much."
Oh, really?
With a red rose after it.
Oh, very nice. Well, there's no sealer that's going to fix the tile. If it's loose in the sense that you can... pull it up out of there, what I would probably tell you to do is remove the grout around those loose tiles. And you can do that. There's a hand grout tool that you can buy that looks like a thin metal. It's a metal blade with little stones on it that by hand you can go around the tile and loosen the grout, or actually remove the grout. And then with a putty knife, carefully pull the tile up and use a vacuum cleaner to clean and remove any of the adhesive that's down there. And you can buy a small thing of tile adhesive in like a quart container. And with that same putty knife, you can put a few lines of the adhesive. They make a depending on the color of the grout, they make an adhesive that's a grout and an adhesive in one. So you get the best of both worlds with it. You put the adhesive down, push the tile in place, let that set and dry. If you can put a weight over it, like a bucket of paint or something like that, for 24 hours, that would be great. 12 hours is enough. And then grout it. But that, you need to re-glue the tile. There's no sealer you're going to put over the top to reattach the tiles. It has to be a little bit more involved than that.
"Thanks again," she says. He says, I'm whoever. "Lou, I got a brand new central air conditioning unit. It is in direct sunlight. I have a yard umbrella over it to shade it from the sun. Does it make a difference if I do that or not?"
Well, Probably does a little bit. You know, the thing is that many times, you know, depending on the, if the AC unit, the condensing unit, has like a outer metal frame that covers the fins underneath there, that kind of protects it from direct sunlight. Obviously, the cooler you keep that, the better. When it's 90 degrees outside in direct sunlight, that's not helping things whatsoever. I will tell you this, if it's always going to be in direct sunlight and those fins are not protected, what I would do is plant some bushes around it, if you can. Make sure the bushes are at least 16 inches away from the condensing unit so that there's enough airflow there. And when they grow, if you made a wall around that and then you keep it trimmed, that'll block the sun. It'll block the condensing unit so you don't really see it, so visually it'll look nice, and it won't hinder the ability of the unit to breathe when you need it to work, you know, to keep your home cool. That's our Just Text Me segment, sponsored by no one. 857-557-4LOU, 857-557. Thanks for your text messages, by the way. This is Dan in Elmhurst. Hey, Dan, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. Thanks so much for calling. This is the front line. I'm doing it right now.
All right.
This is a plumbing issue. It's working at my utility sink in the basement, right next to the main drainage pipe, down into the sewer, I assume.
Okay.
And it was clogged. I've used the bladder. I love that little bladder thing before, a few months ago, and then it started to slow down as well again. So I put the bladder in on maybe a 3-foot piece of hose, and it seemed to clear it after I chased it. And then I was testing it, just running the water in the utility sink, and it started to fill up again. So I took the cap off and got a longer hose, went down. This time it seemed to stop at about 8 feet, and with the bladder on it, and the water, and I could feel the flow of the water, and so it sort of stopped, kind of blew, and a piece of the bladder, I think, came out the top, but it's flowing really well, and so when I pulled it out, the whole bladder piece was gone.
Oh.
So it was in the pipe.
Okay.
And now it's testing fine. It's flowing fine, but is that bladder piece stuck, or did it go out into the sewer? You should get another bladder and do it again.
So when you're talking about a bladder, you're talking about the one that wraps around a hose that you put in there. It seals around the drain, and then you turn the hose on, correct?
Right. It blows up as you turn the water on. It
correct.
Seals.
Right. And
it's
so
very cool.
How the one that disintegrated, do you have any pieces of it left?
I think there was a little.
How thin is that?
Well, it's certainly thin.
Right.
Because it, I mean, I when I was using it sort of after I did it the first time, I had not noticed how wonderful that bladder expands.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see any piece. Okay. I mean, just.
So here's what I would do. So where you said you put the hose in, did you took the trap apart, correct?
Well, this is beyond the trap. So this is right now a T.
Right. So you didn't go through the, so
in.
You came in, it's a T, you went into the drain pipe. So you're into, and how old
right.
is the house? Is it metal? Is it PVC piping? Do you know?
It's metal. Down, okay. There's a PVC T-junction, and then I come in just above that with the PVC cap,
yeah.
And then it takes a 90-degree turn and goes down into the metal pipe.
Got it. So it's cast iron or galvanized or something like that inside.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would probably tend to – I'm worried a little bit about that bladder because it's just going to I would try and get something to break that up. So –
You think it's still stuck in there? It didn't flush out?
Well, I don't know. But to hedge my bet, this is what I would do. I would put it
okay.
all. I would put the whole sink back together. Okay? So
yes.
Your trap and everything.
I never had to take that apart. Yeah.
You did or you did not have to?
Never had to take that apart, because it drains into these horizontal pipes.
I see. Okay, so there is a drain cleaner called InstaFlow.
Okay.
So here's, it's like these chips. Comes in a bottle.
Hmm.
What I would do is turn on the hot water to get the drain warm.
Okay.
Then I want you to take a bottle of this and about a cup or so, fill it over the drain. It'll mound up. And with boiling water, pour that over the mound and let it dissolve. And it'll sizzle and stuff, and it'll keep your nose off of there. And let that sit in that drain for about 90 seconds. And then flush it with hot water.
What I'm doing is I'm filling up the trap?
No, you're filling up the sink.
With this solution?
The sink drain. You can't, did you say is there a place where you could pour it in without where you went in with the bladder that would allow you to?
Yeah, it's a 2-inch cap.
Okay, so you could do that?
Yes, that's where I've been
playing.
All right,
so if you can pour it in there, then pour a little of the boiling water into that, right, maybe with a funnel. 90 seconds, and then flush it.
Okay.
And then...
And this pipe going down to the sewer could be 8 feet or 20 feet long, right?
It could, correct, right. And then, then once you get it all back together, like, all right, I did that, seems to be flowing. Fill up the sink, so you've got a good 2-3 gallons of water in the sink.
Okay.
And then release it, so you get that volume of water to pour through that drain.
Flush it.
Yeah. And flush it out.
Good. All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Never give up. Never give up.
Never give up.
Keep fighting.
Never give up.
Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? All right. Goodbye. I'm done with you. 9:46 in the morning. We're broadcasting from the PermaSeal Foundation Repair Studios. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Well, there's many things about me that drives my wife crazy. One is, before I do any work in the kitchen, like I'm going to slice things, I will always sharpen the knife before I do the thing.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini.
Smart. You don't want to work with a dull knife.
Thank you, Don.
From sharpening your mower blades.
And my wife would be like, well, you just sliced the tomatoes. And I'm...
To sharpening your knives.
That. Right on. And if we're going out, like in our closet, I have a shoe shine box. I sit on the floor of my closet and I will take my shoes and I spray the shoes.
From shining those hardwood floors.
Put the polish on and then I have the horsehair brush and I shine them up.
To shining your shoes.
It's amazing how the sound of you shining your shoes is the exact same sound as sharpening your knives.
Now back to Lou and his shiny shoes.
Sharp shoes. Sharp man.
Right here on House Smart Radio.
And it's also the same sound that the Dawn Power Wash makes. 857-557-4LOU. 857-557-4568. This is Marcia in Chicago. Hi, Marcia.
Oh, hi, Lou. Thanks for taking my call. I love your show.
I love you, Marcia.
Well, that made my day.
How may I help you?
So we bought a little home in Long Beach, Indiana, close to the lake, so that our adult children would continue coming to see us. And it's worked just great. They are coming.
Oh, I thought you regret it, but keep going.
Oh, not yet. No, it's
over. Nice. That's nice.
So anyway, the first floor has master bedroom on it. There's a lower level that some is below grade, but some is not, so it's not really a basement. And then the second floor has 4 bedrooms and a lofted area with beds in it.
Beautiful.
So we're kind of having temperature wars because when we get the heat where we want it in the winter, the upstairs gets really hot. And when we get the cool where we like it in the summer, the upstairs is still really hot. So we're cold all the time when the kids are there. They're turning the thermostat down all the time. We put a new furnace and air conditioner in about 5 years ago, thinking that would, you know, fix it, and it didn't. So we bought 2 room air conditioners that go on, even though our air conditioning is already on. and we still seem to be pretty cold all the time. So do you have any ideas?
Yeah, I do. And, you know, it probably has more to do, the issues you're having, you know, is there's probably a bunch of different reasons. Insulation or how the ductwork was set up initially. So the main floor, what's on the main floor? A kitchen, what's on the main floor?
Yeah, there's a kitchen with kind of a family room attached, and then there's another room. When you walk in the door, there's like a big living area.
Mm-hmm.
And then you walk through a doorway, there's a kitchen with a little living area, and then there's our bedroom and a little laundry room.
Okay, so that area, for the most part, you can keep that first floor comfortable.
For us, yes.
Okay, now. And then the issue there is that the basement or the lower level's freezing in the winter?
Oh no, the lower level is fine.
So it's just the second story.
It's just the second floor.
Okay. I want you to go to this website. Do you have a pen or a pencil?
I'm getting one.
All right. Getacomfyhome.com.
Okay.
And I want you to find a Mitsubishi dealer in your area, and I want you to install, I want you to get rid of those window air conditioners, and I want you to install a multiple cassette unit where you're going to have in each room its own heating and cooling system that'll run independently from your first floor. And you're basically going to shut the vents off on that upper level. Okay, so that the furnace uh-huh. that you replaced 5 years ago will do a good job of making you all nice and comfortable on the first floor. It'll run less uh-huh. because you're not providing heating and cooling to the upstairs. And then this separate unit, which is super energy efficient, will allow each one. How many children do you have?
Six.
Okay, so they're in multiple bedrooms, right?
Yes.
Each one of them.
And there's some spouses, too.
Each one of them and their spouses can control the individual room with the temperature that they want.
Oh, great.
So your That's daughter, awesome. Your daughter-in-law, give me a name.
Julia.
Julia, and your son-in-law?
Eric and Connor.
They can control their rooms all separate from each other, and Eric and Connor can be hanging meat in their bedrooms, and the other ones will be perfectly comfortable, and they'll be like, Mom, we want to come visit you because we're so comfortable in your home, and you feed us, and you're so wonderful.
Oh, well, that would be great. Do I have to worry about the, you know, whether I have enough electric capacity for that?
I mean, they'll design it. They don't use a lot of energy, and so
uh-huh.
it probably needs a couple of two-pole breakers going there, so they'll assess that, and this mm-hmm. will solve the problem.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. You don't know how wonderful that would be.
Well,
because everything else is so wonderful.
No, and I get it. I mean, I honestly, I've talked about this as well. We have a home in southeastern Wisconsin, and we have a bedroom, which is quite frankly my favorite bedroom in the house, that has this exposed beam ceiling, which it's beautiful to look at, but it's always hot in the summer, and mm-hmm. it's cooler in the winter. And so we just installed one of these Mitsubishi systems, and it's awesome, and it's okay. unbelievable. And in your case, each one of these things, like a thing that hangs on the wall, they system where you can do multiple things that hang on the wall, but use one condenser or what's called an inverter outside. And so they'll plan it just right, and it'll look great.
Okay. And did you put a whole house fan in your loft at all?
No.
To exhaust the hot air out?
I did not. No. But that's an option, too. But the ability for them to control the temperature individually in each one of the rooms will make you mother of the year if you're not already.
Well, I can always use that perk, so thank you so much.
I appreciate you calling. Hey, that is our last call, sponsored by, go figure, Mitsubishi Electric. When heating and cooling your home, Mitsubishi Electric is the last call you need to make. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Don't go away. We'll be right back. I don't think we've ever given away as much stuff on this show as we have today. Bears tickets from our friends at Chevy and the Route 66 stuff from all the people that sponsor the Route 66 stuff. And if you want to go to our website, WGNradio.com, you can enter to win even a bigger package. Just go to WGNradio.com/contests and you'll see the information there as well. Lindsay, thank you so much for producing. Always nice to be with you. Nice to have Joe Brand back in the house and Dave Schwann and Bob Ferguson for pushing all the buttons and keeping us right on track. We'll be back next week with more House Smarts Radio. Go out there and enjoy this beautiful weekend, everybody. Take care.